Blog Talk Radio.
X-Journeyman here on Psychic X-Journeyman Talk Radio. What's up? How's it going and what you doing? We're here for another spirit. We'll be here for the next 2 hours doing nothing but reading. So let's get this freaking phone to sit and do what we got to do so we can actually get the switchboard up. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Trying to figure out why everything's running slow today. Could it be that we're coming off the full moon? I'm not sure. Let's take a look at the situation and go over some things real quickly and wonder why certain people are still up. We just come through Valentine's Day, which was a very interesting day in itself. I'm hoping that everything worked out pretty good for your Valentine's Day. If not, I say strive to be better now so next year will be different. You have a more positive outcome. And that's what we're all looking forward to. All looking for that significant other, that one and only, that twin flame soulmate, whichever you like to call it, whichever seems to be more comfortable with you. And take a look at the situation for what it is. It all starts with you, so when you put it out there and put it in those kind of words, you can see that you really have a better chance of making it. Are we saying that you have lack within yourself? Nope. No, we're not saying that. We're just saying it's one of the things that you need to think about of going within to find the answers. So where you're going. Give us a little bit of minutes here so we can actually see if we can actually get this going. Maybe we can actually get some music to play. It's amazing how you just push a button and nothing happens. Everything's running perfect. Everything's running smoothly. And everything's going to fall into place here any minute. While we're sitting here taking some time, sit there and think about the questions you want to ask and make sure that you've taken the time for all the details to make sure that the answers will be as clear as possible and that you will come across understanding. It's always a kick to sit there and watch things change and the positive. Everything's running slow. So, if you want to give us a call in here, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Just get some things. Oh, yeah, like I said before, give us a call here. 646-721-9031. Be glad to answer a couple questions for you. We're here for the next 2 hours. And if you don't make it home tonight, we got tomorrow night, 2 hours, 11 o'clock, and Sunday. We'll also be here all week. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. And then Monday and Wednesdays at 9 a.m. We're doing 30-minute shows right now until we get the funding all straightened, and then we'll be doing one-hour shows during the week and two-hour shows on the weekend. That way you can filter out throughout the week and that kind of stuff, and check us out on a one-hour show. We're trying to cover relationships and stuff like that. Maybe even cross a couple of topics detailing Atlantis and showing people the ideal of the spiritual side of things. The ideal of, if you take out one fact, you can throw out the whole spiritual concept and those kind of things. But here, just go. Still, come on. Nothing driving us, isn't it? I'm just trying to get this thing to move. So, not about the rest of you. It's like when we come off this full moon, everybody seems to be tired. And then we got the new moon coming up at the end of the month. I think actually the new moon's coming up here too. I think I was actually looking at the thing like the 23rd. Come on. So, we have plenty of time tonight. Usually we do the 30-minute shows just to get some people in there to take a couple of situations and topics and things like that and just throw them out there. I don't know, I was pushing a button there for a minute, and I don't know if anything happened. So, D, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, I guess it did work.
My God.
Well, I just sort of look at the situation and go, okay, what? Why are the, I mean, half the buttons are missing.
Oh, it's true then. A little weird.
Yeah, switchboard. Got the question mark there, too. Well, anyway, if anybody want to give a call in here and give us a call, we'd be glad to answer your questions. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. So everything will be fine, won't it? How about you, Dee? What have you been doing today? You been okay?
Yeah, I've been okay. It's a little chilly in here now since my fuel ran out. I'm so thrilled.
I bet.
Yeah,
so
next my day. I'll probably have to wait until Monday to be able to call my own pastor, because I hate to call him at the parsonage, so I usually call him at the church.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
But I do. A couple of my friends should be listening in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's going on?
Hey, Martha. Hey,
so,
Andrew.
Yeah.
Well, I figured I'd say hi to them since they were going to listen in. I don't know if I told them how they could, you know, sign in through Facebook and be in the chat room or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was actually trying to pull a chat room up a while ago, and for some reason, first, I don't know.
Yes.
Sometimes the thing comes up, sometimes it don't. I'm trying to go, what the heck?
Yes, it's just being obstreperous.
Cookies, you know? Yeah, something. Yeah, because I was going to look at the show. We've got 120 minutes. We don't want to have 100 minutes of silence. Actually, I talked to a lady I used to be partners with in a shop that we had in Colorado, in Manitou Springs. I got this message through Facebook. I'm like, who is this? You know, I was trying to figure who this person was, because I haven't seen her since 2006, right? So I decided, because she has the same, I had the phone number. What did I do with it? Her number is 702. It's a Vegas number.
Ah.
She has the same number as one of these companies I work for. So I was like, huh. well, if I had somebody I know through there, and I'm also going to come up. And so I said, well, you know, sometime I got about 10 minutes before the show starts, I'll give her a buzz and see who this is. And then she said, hey, this is Alonzo. I'm like, Alonzo? And I said, oh, yeah, she was the lady I used to work with. We in this shop that we had in Colorado, we had two rooms and a bathroom. And the kids used to call it the fairy castle because we had, you know, the building was made out of stucco, and it had two cone roofs. So it looked like a little castle. And I had a door in my room that led to the side. You know, as you walk by the shop, you'll notice there's two doors in the front. Well, each one of our rooms had a door of its own. So I could see clients of my own, and she could see clients of her own. And then we had a little bathroom at the side. It was a closet at one time. And we would sit there and go in there. But, you know, if you would have seen the alternative, I'd have to walk down four blocks before you could find a bathroom. Everybody, no one cared about ducking into the freaking closet to use a bathroom. But I talked to her. That was interesting in itself because I wasn't too sure who it was and really wasn't too sure the conversation was even going to go. So she said that she's doing a show in Vegas where she's reading and stuff. She calls herself the Oracle to the Stars. She seems like she's very happy and cheerful, so I guess she's doing very good and successful. I only got to talk to her for about a couple of minutes, so, you know. But that's the assessment for the situation. And then I was checking tonight, too. I was kind of interested to get your input on this one. As we were sitting there looking at some situations, I looked at my email. And eHarmony keeps sending me emails and stuff to check out certain things and do this and that and the other. And
eHarmony.
Well, I'm just saying, eHarmony, it says right now you can check, you can actually communicate people for free until Monday. So if you go in there, you meet somebody, that kind of stuff, so you can do your little thing, right? On the screen, it was remember the lady I let you look at her picture? Well, her nickname is Katie. Okay. Well, on this page, at the top it says, Donnie, here's an offer for you. Okay, so I'm on the page, and right down to the right, it's that this lady sitting there, and her name is Katie. And I was like, okay, Donnie and Katie's on the page, and you can see it very clearly, which I thought maybe it might be a sign that the angel was saying, this is something that you're going to see very clearly very soon, as in a sign in itself. And I was like, interesting. So also today I was watching the Charmed, you know, Charmed Ones. Charmed?
Right. Oh, Charmed on, yeah.
Yeah. The Three Witches and stuff.
Right, yeah. I watched that today myself.
I was watching it. And in this episode, they're talking about this person named Ludlow. Ludlow. They call the same Ludlow through the whole thing. And I talked to my friend about it, and I said, that's amazing. And she goes, why is that amazing? What does Ludlow mean? That's where she lives. That's the lady I told you about, Katie?
Right.
That's where she lives. That's where she lives. She lives in a town called Ludlow. So we got Ludlow and that, and then at the same time I checked my email, we got that, and this is the same day. So it was like, it's kind of hard not to look at those as something being very important and something that should be looked at in some sense of the word. Would you agree or not agree?
Well, it's certainly interesting, and I don't believe in coincidences.
Neither do I.
And then
I'm planning on moving back to Colorado, and some lady emailed me Wednesday with Alonzo, who's the one I had the shop with in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of connections here, isn't there?
Something's going on.
So, yeah, someone's like, okay, what's the connection between Colorado and maybe the girlfriend that you've been focusing on? I'm like, well, I've been making moves and strives to go to Colorado, and then we start seeing other things very clearly. So maybe the idea of showing up at one's door doesn't start. I shouldn't be sounding so far-fetched to some people now. And that's where. So, you know, it's an interesting note, right?
I was
kind of freaked out. What do you think? Huh? Spooky, huh?
Woohoo! Are we in the Twilight Zone now? Okay, then, yeah. I don't know. I think somebody told me once I was abducted by aliens or something when I was little. I highly doubt that one.
I was too. You know, I was abducted by aliens too. It was a bus. It was actually a van full of Mexicans. Anyway.
Well, I don't think I was, but not that I don't believe in aliens.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but there's one thing
right.
I don't. I there was somebody had a Blog Talk Radio show. I tuned in one night just briefly, long enough to figure out. Okay. A bunch of, pardon me if they're listening, I don't know, remember the names, but I thought they were a bit loony. They were they were saying that President Obama, you know, he's not human, he's a reptilian.
I've heard that,
okay then.
I was kind of leery about the whole thing, because I actually heard of, I was kind of leery about the information, if it was maybe it was a reptilian actually stabbing another one in the back. Some of the people I was hearing from, I kind of got the similarity thing with it too, you know. A little too close to home, you know. They what they always say, you know, the nut doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Oh yeah.
So you got to watch out.
These people
for
I thought were a bit weird, so I didn't bother to even continue listening to them.
Oh yeah, we should also sit down right now and tell everybody out there. If you want to give us a call in here, give us a call at 646-721-9031. And also, until the 22nd, which is, I have no idea when the 22nd is. Today's the 17th. It's February 17th, 2012. It's 11:16 here p.m. on the East Coast. Here in Ohio in Circleville. The nicest place I recommend you never come to. Also, if you
want
to... I
missed that one when I went to Ohio.
Right. Well, everybody has. They try to avoid it. Anyway, I was
talking. The only place I remember the name of in Ohio was, I've forgotten. The place we flew in and out of, and now I can't remember which
place,
one it was.
Right.
What?
It's a forgettable place.
Columbus, that was it. Flew into Columbus and out of Columbus.
They went to the National Airport.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, my ex was candidating for 4 or 5 church parish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they decided that the people out there were absolutely lovely, but we weren't enthusiastic enough for them. You know, people from Maine are a little bit, we're not quite out there with, hi, how are you? Nice to see you, and slap you on the back and all that other stuff.
Oh, really? No, all I was going to do right now is give everybody the information so they could actually call me for private sessions, too. If they want to call me for a private session, give me a call. 740-500-8863. Or call me through Skype, which is actually 740-601-9835. We'll also do palm readings. If you have a webcam, we can also do one of those through Skype as well. And if you want to, you can
read my palm.
Well, how many times I've heard that and freaked people out. Anyway.
You've never seen my palms. My lines are so faint, they're very hard to read.
I know, but I've done it for a very long time. It's the ideal, taking the time and patience to actually find what's going on. I had one lady said she didn't have a destiny, she didn't have a lifeline. And what we found out was her lifeline and her destiny line had actually became one. So you had to sit there and know what you're doing to actually distinguish the two between... So you can see what's up. But I was also going to tell everybody, if you want to contact me through my website, which is actually www.psychicxjourneyman.com, leave your information, that kind of stuff, we can do that. Because right now we got some good sessions going on to the 22nd, but the 22nd is actually really, you know, beating down on us right now, and it's coming right up.
Blooming.
You know, so you definitely want to get in there before the 22nd, because right now, for only a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33. For a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22. And for a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. And we also have a one-card 15-minute reading, which is actually $9.99. And if you want to get an angel card reading and maybe some life coaching or relationship counseling or maybe a past life regression, those sessions are 90 minutes to two-hour sessions, and they're only going for $77.77. So if you want to take advantage of those things, you got to get in there before the 22nd, because after the 22nd, they're going... back to the regular prices, because we were only doing a special. We started November 11th, 2011, and we're going to finish it up on 2/22/2012. So that was an interesting number in itself. So if you want to get in here, give us a call. Give us a call, 646-721-9031. If you actually do want to do a private session with us, and you did catch the information, just remind us. But we'll be repeating it throughout the show, so just keep your ears open. You'll get it going on. And if you're out there listening, not really sure about if you really want to go and get a reading or not,
excuse me,
take a consideration and get it done. Don't be shy. Just give us a call, because we can't see who you are anyway. But just have your questions ready, and we'd be glad to answer it for you. So with the things I was telling you, we're in the mood, we're in the machine, we're going to sit there. And what I'm going to do here, Dee, is I'm going to play a little song to get us all in a good mood while I go get some fluids. So there are from, because we got about an hour and a half left over. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to play a Journey song called Be Good to Yourself, because I think we should all try to do that and work on that, being good to ourselves and get somewhere. I want to get some fluids and waters and stuff like that. So if you need to go get something yourself, we'll be right back.
If I needed it, I've got everything right next to me.
All right, and I'll be right back. Let's play a little song here, and I'll be right back. Be Good to Yourself by Journey. We shall return. And the music should be kicking in.
Thank you.
we're back. This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link. Welcome back. If you just now tuned in, we're waiting for people to call in and say, hey, what's up? I got a couple questions. And if you got a couple questions and you want to call in here and ask us, please feel free to do so. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. We're also sitting here talking to people about sponsorship and people want to advertise on the show and that kind of stuff. And sponsorship right now would be really a good asset because the idea of moving back to Colorado, my funds are definitely being funneled into travel plans and making sure it's a smooth transition, which we've been focusing on that anyway in our affirmations and that kind of stuff. Also, say hello to Dee, who's joining us tonight here. Hello, Dee.
Hi.
So how you doing, man? I was going to sit here and talk to you about the situation with you and Tony. It's one of those things where you get this really strong impression of letting go, and it's a done deal.
Oh, I just go with the flow with that one.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes you look at situations and getting so dead bent on something. You know, like sometimes it's like looking at a situation, and sometimes we have a tendency to dwell, not realizing sometimes a dwell is like a well, and you just keep getting deeper. And then you don't know how to get out. And then you sit here and look at the situation like, okay, this has got to be it. Which, you know, sometimes what it is, it's like a well. Once you get into the well, sometimes you think, oh, it's a piece of cake to get back out. And then you find out it's not. When you should have listened to yourself before you even went into the whole situation.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, I just wait. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's not like I, you know, I don't worry about it. I just figure, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do when he's ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, you know, from everything that I can sense and from the very first time that you and I ever talked, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, your sense was exactly the same as mine. I'd found the right one. So I don't get bent out of shape. I mean, I know that, you know, I had one friend that, so I consider her at this moment on probation, see what she does next because she's so negative. But, you know, I just figure,
uh-huh.
you know, she had her say, I don't care. I know somebody else that I think, you know, she says we're friends. I don't, you know, I think she's sort of on probation too in a way. I mean, she's
mm-hmm.
always, she's been one that's always said, well, he's the one for right now, and you just want to go smack. It's like, because I think
mm-hmm.
sometimes I think there's like a bit of jealousy going on there because I found somebody and she's still waiting. And so, you know,
right.
she's like me a lot. I mean, I've
mm-hmm.
I've had this horrible tendency to go to too many psychics to find out too many, you know, to find answers. And I realize, you know, after a while, you know, what difference does it make? If you know what you know, you got to, sometimes it's like you said, you got to go for it. You've got to be yourself, do what you do. And sometimes you just have to say, it's going to happen when it's going to happen. You can't force it. And that's all there is to
no.
it. And I think this person, she's, I mean, she really wants somebody, but I think a lot of times, a lot of what she wants, it's more like, well, I think sometimes I think that with her, it's, she thinks she's better than I am, maybe, or she's just
mm-hmm.
got this idea that, that's sometimes the things she says are more subtle than, but, and I don't really appreciate being the put downs, but they seem to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, you know. You do your thing, I'll do mine, because we're both into
right.
jewelry making. She's making the money at it because she's had, or supposedly because she's the one that's had the breaks and had the funds to put into her business. And yet, it almost seems like because I sent her something recently because we would send each other, you know, the stuff from Blog Talk, so you know, so we could hear what whoever said to each one of us. And I sent her something
mm-hmm.
where. It was on my business, and people, the show that I called in, it was really interesting because I had was talking about whether or not I should be doing a line of chakra jewelry as opposed, you know, along with my regular jewelry, because somebody had read for me,
mm-hmm.
who channeled somebody called Sarah, who's a group of whatever, and Sarah had said, talisman. Well, I really wasn't all that enamored with the idea of talisman stuff, but when I mentioned
mm-hmm.
The chakra stuff, one of the people was on that show, it happened to be a guy, and he was saying, you know, he was saying he had a dream about that, and he gave me some advice because I save all my shows so I can go back and listen to it. And he was telling me, though, yeah, they were all in agreement that I should be doing the chakra jewelry. And I had sent this particular ring to my friend, and I haven't heard a word from her since. I don't, you know, because people were actually telling me, hey, you've got talent. I mean, because everybody palavers over her, how great she is. And yes, she's talented, but I look at her jewelry and I think, looking at her, there's only been, of all the stuff of hers that I've ever seen pictures of, I've seen maybe 6 pieces that I could actually say I like it. I know she uses good quality stuff. It's real jewelry. But it looks more like the high-priced fashion jewelry that you buy in an upscale store. And she uses good Hill Tribe silver from Thailand, which is handmade, and she uses good quality stone beads like moss agate and you name it. She uses all kinds of stuff. But it just isn't, you know, it's not my taste, but that's okay. If people want to buy it, that's great, and I'm happy for her, but I don't think she can actually be really happy for me if I should make it.
Oh, really?
It's just kind of weird, because when she started out, she got the beating bug from me anyway, which I don't care, you know. Do your thing, I'll do mine. There's room enough for both of us. But sometimes I feel like I'm just out here, and she thinks that, you know, it's like, okay. You don't think, you know, because she has told me before, well, maybe, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. Excuse me? No, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, along with a bunch of other stuff. Get a clue. You know, it gets tiring. You get to a point in your life where, could somebody cut me a break? Could somebody just once uplift me as opposed to dragging me down somewhere to their level?
Yeah, right.
Actually, I refuse to go down there. I don't want to be at somebody else's level. I'm actually at a point where, despite the fact that I don't have any school this weekend, I'm in a good place. Things are looking up. I get to do my psychic thing with you, and I really enjoy that, and I appreciate the opportunity. I'm getting to have my own show at some point, and have, you know, and I'll have, you know, you said you'd be on, and there are a few other people who have said they would, a couple of women that I know about that said they'd be happy to be there, and I know Jethro Smith will be there because he's starting up the group Psychics Gone Wild, so it's really great. You know, things are looking up, and I don't. Yes, like it's gone wild. Well, hey, I'm wild anyway.
I was just thinking, you know, it's like it's going wild. Just everybody dancing and.
Yeah, I can't dance.
No, we would
Tony can, but I can't.
Doing a radio show, of course. Yeah.
I have to make Tony listen in and then embarrass him. No, I wouldn't embarrass him. Listen in.
Right.
No, I feel because the first time we talked, you know, we were in agreement that this was the right person. And I don't like it when somebody says, well, he's the one for right now, or you get put down because you made a mistake in the past. It's like, huh, okay, so you've never made a mistake yourself.
Yeah, it's
funny of them. You know, everybody always has to throw their 2 cents worth in, except your true friends are always happy for you. That's the thing right there. Your true friends are always happy for you.
You always got 2 of them, right?
Yeah, I've got. Well, I got 2. Martha's listening in. How she was. She's one of my.
There you go.
She's one of my best friends. And she, you know, that's, you know, throughout all the crap I've been through over, you know, over the years since we got to really know each other, because we grew up in the same town. We're 4 years apart in age, and I really didn't get to know her until after I moved back here in 1985, and I started getting to know her mother, who lived just down from me, and I went down there one day to take something down to her from my mother, and I suddenly, after a while, I got to know Martha again, because I said she was four years younger than I am, so I don't remember much about her when we were little, but we've become best friends, and, you know, we help each other out, so it's great when you can find people that uplift you and don't think you're, you know, whatever the dregs or put you down. It's great. I do have a few of them.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I have a few between her and Keena isn't listening in tonight, but she's another one of my best friends that will uplift me. Then you meet those other people and they just like, I don't know what it is. Why people want to drag somebody down. Be happy for your friends. I'm always happy for Cindy's accomplishments, but somehow I don't think she's very happy for mine. She's very big into astrology, and that's how she lives her life, and how she reads things. Oh, it's right there in your chart, this, that, and the other thing. Oh, good. As if I go, I don't live my life by my astrological chart. I live my life. I think it's interesting, but if I live my life totally by what my chart said, I probably wouldn't live. I'd be under the bed. Be afraid to make a move.
Right.
because I heard about I heard about this woman once that she had an astrological chart done apparently, and all the things that were predicted in her chart came true, but she had her birth date wrong.
Oh.
So you can't really, it's not an exact anything. It's not an exact science.
Mm-hmm. We were actually going over that too. You know, we were sitting here talking about certain things of helping people to realize the idea of forecasting. It's like forecasting the weather. The reason we forecast the weather is the idea of getting insight so we can actually approach it a different way to avoid things and do things like that. You know, and people have a tendency to take astrology and do the opposite of actually living their lives according to everything it says in there, which is the ideal. I think it's suggestions on things we can and cannot do because of the way the planets line up and that kind of stuff. And I mean, we really can't say that they don't have an effect on us because the moon does. I mean, we know for a fact the moon has effect on women, the tides, those kind of things. So they definitely, we see the results very close to home, which is the moon. So the rest of them too. But it also says that we have dominion, which means we have control. We have supposedly, like in the Bible, when Jesus basically controlled the elements, when he told the storm to stop, we're all supposed to have those abilities. So we have dominion over the planet. I think we have dominion just like God does over the universe as well. So I think we can actually look at those situations. We can either feed into them or we can use them to actually propel us to even more success instead of looking at it as a failure, because even business people have a tendency to look at the situations on how to avoid things. And I've seen some people with their astrology, you know, it says in my house, I'm going to have a lousy year. And I'm sitting there going, but why do you have to sit there and accept that? You know, we have a tendency when it comes to relationships and people we're not supposed to be with, we have no problem saying, no, forget that. I'm going to go after that person anyway. But we sit there and say things like that. And then on the other hand, we talk about the planets. You know, the planets, we got no control over that. And I say, yes, we do. You know, we've seen things like this. A person will be told they can't do something. And then they have this motivation, and they prove that person wrong. So why don't you do the same thing with astrology? Of a certain look at it, says you're supposed to have a bad year or a bad month. It's like looking at the situation with the other planets and how they lined up and why. And if you get some insights to those situations, then there's always a positive side to everything. So therefore, you just approach it a different way. Therefore, you achieve success instead of failure.
Right. I couldn't imagine. I know Cindy's. She's a type that will take, a prospective guy and do a chart on him, just to see how they line up together. Like, let it unfold. I've told her that before. Just let it unfold. Don't do a chart.
Yeah, why do relationships have a tendency to work out? Who have no idea what astrology is, or puts no freaking weight into it at all, but still are able to have successful relationships and businesses and that kind of stuff. And as well, it's because of one thing we have to realize too: take a combination and put them all together, intuition, psychic ability, clairvoyance, you know, those are the things, and then you have astrology on top of that, so you put them all together. I don't see why you couldn't achieve success.
Hi.
Having all those tools at your fingertips to sit there and say, well, you know, life's over. What?
Oh.
They always say we make life is what we make it, so therefore those are the people who are looking for excuses, you know, why they didn't do it.
I don't think you have to. If I just live my life by what my astrological chart said, which I have no idea because I don't have a copy of it. I have an old copy somewhere, but I don't, you know, from years
right.
ago. Cindy keeps mm-hmm. current on it, and sometimes I'll ask her stuff, but I really don't need to live my life that way. I'd rather live my life. I might at one time have asked her if she'd do a chart on Tony, but I don't know. I don't even know his birth date.
Mm-hmm.
I just know he'll be 49 this year, and he hasn't had his birthday yet because we're on the same website, and it hasn't
mm-hmm.
come up yet that he has a birthday. And I haven't, you know, I haven't asked him yet. I haven't seen him lately, but I don't care.
Right.
You know, because that's not going to make or break anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we
age
interact with each other.
People say age is nothing but a number, but
right.
in some people's world, it's actually it's called an excuse to say, "Well, this is going too good, so I got to find some kind of excuse to get out of here," you know. And they're like, "Okay, but didn't you want this?" Yeah, I was asking flat out, "Didn't you want this?" Because it's like, you know, we have a person, you cross paths, okay? And you're sitting there talking to the dude, and you're sitting there going, and he's like, "I don't think I'm ready for a relationship." And someone would just have the courage to look him in the face and say, "Why not? You manifested this. Aren't you willing to take responsibility for your manifestations? Why would two people cross paths if they wasn't ready for it?"
Mm.
And there's we actually have this... it's a prayer where God's basically talking to you and saying, until you learn to be by yourself, then you're really not going to be good for anybody else. And God's got a plan for you. And all he wants you
nice.
To do is just be patient, let go. And it's like he's asking you, just wait. I'm actually sitting behind the scenes right now, working with both of you, so that when you do both meet, you'll be on the same page. And if that's the case, see, what he's saying is you're not going to meet this other person until you're on the same page. So are we being too arrogant and letting our human side kick in and say we're not ready for this emotionally? When, you know, this can't be real, man. I'm sick of hearing. I want to sit there and tell people, take your head out of your ass and say, okay.
Oh, yes.
Is anybody really realistically ready for a relationship? How can you be ready for something that how can you be ready for something that hasn't happened yet? You know, it's like looking at the situation going, you know, live life in anticipation of what's going to happen. Not be scared because, you don't know what's going to happen. Take it the other way around. What if it's just going to be scary? What if it's going to be the greatest love you ever had? If you're not willing to take a chance and not go through with it, I guarantee you'll never find out. But I do guarantee one thing. If you do take a chance and go through with it, it might not work out, but I guarantee you one thing, you'll have an answer.
Right.
So what are you going to do? You're going to call us tonight at 646-721-9031, and you're going to ask some questions, and we're going to give you some insights and give us everything that comes across here so you can make a different decision next time. So kick in there. Come on, people. Give us a call in here. We're tired of waiting. We want to sit down. We want to talk. We want to sit there and ask people questions as much as we want to answer those questions and give you all the insights that we got going on here. You know, the idea of sitting here with all this knowledge from the last 20, 30, maybe 3 or 4 lifetimes, anticipation is driving me crazy. Who are we going to call? Who's going to become popping on the freaking on this radio show that we're actually going to change their life because of the answers that are going to come through? Because we know for a fact they are. We've seen positive things happen before, and now we want to do that with you. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And we were also talking at the beginning of the show, too. If you want to sit down and take advantage of these, we've been doing 3-card angel readings on here, but we've got these very powerful 7-card angel readings, too, as well. And if you want to take advantage of those sessions, right now we got 60-minute sessions going for only $33.33. We got 40-minute sessions going for $22.22, which you've never heard these from me before, okay? And then we have $11.11 for a 20-minute reading. So it's all pop in there. We also got a 1-card 15-minute reading for only $9.99. We have 90-minute 2-hour sessions. They're only going for $77.77, where you can actually get an angel card reading, a 7-card angel reading, and you can also get a life coaching, past life reading, regression, relationship counseling, whatever it is, but it gives you a way of actually utilizing all those things in one session, which is only $77.77. But like we said before at the beginning of the show, those are all going to end. So what you need to do, after February 22nd, the prices go back up the way they were before, and they'll be back at their regular prices. And right now we're having some great specials, so take advantage of those things. Also, with the ideal blocks of time, I also do parties, group readings for families and friends, 5 people to 10 people. And we also do charitable events And the charitable events that we're available for, we don't charge anything for. Okay, so give us a call, 740-500-8863, and we can tell you all the details on those things. Plus, if you want to sponsor the show and maybe advertise through our show, give us a call, too, 740-500-8863. That number again is 740-500-8863. Or you can call me through Skype, which is actually 740-601-9835, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and check it out. We're sitting here impatiently waiting for people to call us so we can answer those questions for you. And we can just have so much fun. We're going to have some fun anyway. We always have fun on the show, so therefore, if you want to join the fun, I recommend that you give us a call right now. That number is still open. We still got, it's one of those things that they're going to start piling in here in the next 5 minutes. So you better get in there so you can actually get on the air and get your questions answered. Give us a call here at 646-721-9031. And like we said before, we're looking for sponsorship.
Excuse me.
So if you would like to sponsor this show, please do so. Give us a call. We'd love to sit down and talk to you. I'm sure we can work out an amazing deal that works for both of us.
Oof.
How do you feel, Dee?
Ha! I've been looking at my palm.
Oh, you've been looking at your palm.
I don't know how anybody could actually read my palms. The lines are so faint.
Uh huh.
I had a friend that she's an ex-friend now, but she tried reading it once. I think she had trouble with my lifeline. She couldn't find it or something. I mean, I have very, very faint lines on both hands.
Mm.
It's pathetic.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I've tried to find where my psychic, mark was, but I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really pathetic, because I find palmistry interesting. I have some books on it, not that I can do anything with it, but
right.
It's certainly interesting.
It is interesting. I've actually studied many, many books myself. I've studied Eastern culture, Western cultures, scientific matters. There's a thing, I can't remember what it's called, but it's actually where you actually read people's faces. There's palm readings. There's ways of cutting the hands into four sections of psychology, subconscious, unconscious, conscious minds. And just all kinds of ways you put all things in there. And it's one of those things I've studied extensively on a lot of levels. And it is very interesting. It's one of the most interesting things I've seen in a while, because it's one of those things you can actually back up with science. And there are certain things you can prove that do exist in the process of any time. Seriously, think about it. When you're in a situation where you want to do all kinds of stuff and you want to react to somebody, and you want to express yourself, it seems like you always do it with your hands first. If you get angry with somebody, what you do is you take all your fingers and hands and you put them together. And we're looking at all those situations and stuff like that. And when you love somebody and care about somebody, your hand is wide open most of the times, and you reach out to that person, which represents also the relationships that you should have with people anyway. When your hand's open, your arms are usually open, okay? And when people make you mad, you have a tendency to be closed off to the world, but you still want to express yourself with, I guess you would sit there and say boomeranging energy itself. But, when you sit and look at the same, like, for example, that when you do palm readings, all the fingers represent. They're all represented by certain planets and stuff, and then we have the area of the thumb, and each one of these areas has a mound, or that little piece underneath each finger. They call those mounds. And then everybody knows we have the lifeline, we have the earth line, and we have the air line. Now, the earth line, or the lifeline, most people call it, everybody knows where that one's at. But in Eastern culture, they call that the earth line. They say the deeper the line is, the more grounded you are, the more likely you're going to live a very long time. And then you, and then the line that goes across the palm, you know, you have, it's underneath your pointing finger. You have the line that starts there, and it goes across your palm. That's your airline or your headline. And then the one over here by your pinky, it usually starts with your pinky and goes up towards your two fingers that you make a peace sign with. That's your heart line, or as I said, in Eastern culture, they call it the water line. And if you start to look at the situations and the connections, it makes perfect sense too as well, because the heart line, they call it the water line. And it's because it's the ideal representation of love itself. And then you have the air line that comes across here, which is called the headline, which makes perfect sense too in a sense, because the head is basically intellectual. But the head, which is usually above everything else, which air itself is usually above us. Well, that's crazy.
Oy.
Let's see what Nicole wants. Hello, Nicole. We're right in the middle of doing the show. Did you want to join us? There you go. Can't get any better than that, right? Okay, no problem. We'll do that.
I can't even hear her.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Well, I could.
Okay. Well, I heard something in the background. She was very faint.
No, she wasn't very faint. She was very coherent. But
well, I couldn't hear her very well, so there.
Okay. I got you. Well, we still have an hour and 8 minutes left, and actually now it's an hour and 7 minutes. It's now 11:52 p.m. here on the East Coast in Ohio, in Circleville, the nicest place I recommend you never come to.
It's the same time here in Blue Hill, Maine. Whoopee.
Yeah, so we're sort of looking at the situation going, hello. But if you want to give us a call, please do so, 646-721-9031. And again, that number is 646-721-9031. Please give us a call. Kick in there. We still got plenty of time, plenty of time. And as we were starting to talk about palm reading, see, you have the fingers. Your index finger, that's Jupiter. Your middle finger, that's Saturn. Your third finger, which is your ring finger, depending on which hand you, but if you're right-handed, the third finger, that's the finger they call Apollo or the sun finger. And then we have the pinky, which is Mercury. Okay? Mercury, the pinky, that's communication. Apollo, the sun, is how we express ourselves, which is usually expressed through our faces and emotions. And then we have Saturn. This is the finger that actually details and dictates and actually gives us information on success. And then Jupiter is basically the dominating finger, in some sense of the word, which is also a dominating planet within itself, that actually gives us insights to what kind of person are we? Are we a person who points our finger at people? Or are we one of those people that should, but we only go halfway? You know, it's one of those things you clarify the whole thing. So what we do is to get more information. Each one of the sections of the finger also mean something as well, but they also have something to do with those fingers, those areas within our lives, okay? And then you come down further into the hand itself, and like I said, you have mounds underneath each one of those fingers, and they also mean something as well, too, like the Jupiter finger. As you come down to the mound, it usually gives you indications into your psychic abilities. It's like looking at the airline or the headline, which is the one that comes across the palm from the side of the thumb, and then we have the lifeline that comes down through the hand. Now, if you have those two lines that come up together and they meet right underneath the Jupiter finger, and they're actually interwoven with each other, that usually indicates great psychic ability. And people go, "Why would that do that for?" Well, let me tell you why it does that is because those two lines come together. Now, what happens is when we have our psychic abilities, most of us interpret it through our head, and the process of how we interpret it through our head affects our lives. So you see why the two lines come together? It shows you how much you're using your abilities, your intuition and everything that goes along with it, and how it affects your life, how those lines come together. And then everybody was talking about the fate line or the destiny line is the one that goes straight up and down the middle of the palm, which usually runs right along with the life line. Because the fate line or the destiny line is basically saying, especially when it's really deep in focus and it's heading toward the Saturn, that means you found your life purpose and you're going to be very successful and you're living it. Most people I've seen are faint, but I've also seen some people that are so interwoven with their life purpose that the lifeline and the fate line actually are interwoven with each other, where you really can't distinguish which one is which. But like they always say, it takes an expert. We can sort of look at the whole thing, because I've had a lot of people come in going, I can't find it, and I found it. I also started picking up on things that I would – it's like when you read cards and runes and stuff. Certain people, when they read, they have a tendency way to interpret it because of the way their guides and angels work with them. Like with tarot cards, you might pull out a Two of Cups, which most people would see as a very promising relationship, friendship, and that kind of stuff. But that would actually believe marriage could be a happy situation. Some people would be told differently. It could be something that would be more on the likelihood of a business partnership. It's the idea of how you look at the cards and the people you're talking to. It's an individual thing too, you know. It's the same thing with palm reading. Palm reading represents the person, not the book it came out of, okay? It's like the idea of the finger. If you go down to the thumb is in three sections. We have the piece underneath there, which that's part of the palm. That's a big mound. That's kind of the mound of Venus. That's where you actually look, and most of us will notice that there's lines going along with the palm, and there's other ones going across the palm. Now, what it says is the ones coming up, going toward the fingers, those are the ones that represent the relationship, the romantic relationships that you have been in. The ones that come across there, those are your relationships with your family, friends, brothers, you know, that kind of thing. And it's been said that when those lines intersect with each other, that usually shows influence from your family and what kind of influence they had on your relationship. If you go up here to the two sections, the tip of your thumb is will, the middle is wisdom, and then if you see there's a line that goes around the base of your thumb, that's called the family line, and that usually indicates how close you are with your family. A lot of people are smooth because they never really had that closeness with their families. You can also see lines that come off that line that can actually indicate maybe your mother and father got divorced and your father left, or maybe your father was killed in a car accident. But it represents people leaving the family in some kind of sort of way. And like I said before, I think the reason I do such a good job with palm readings is because I'm also an empath and I put the two together. Not just to sit there and read the lines on the finger, but also pick up things within your life that actually did happen. So it's a nice tool to connect with somebody, to open things up, to help people relax. So therefore, the rest of the reading or whatever you do, cards, that kind of stuff, it comes and happens to be a whole lot easier. The more relaxed a client is, the more easier the process and the information that comes across. Because if you have a person who's dead bent on a certain answer, they're actually blocking the truth. Even if it's going to confirm it, they're still blocking it because they're basically cutting everything off, waiting for that one answer. It's like the idea we saw the other night of people who are giving all the time. I'm a giver, and what happens is what the situation is. They're so dead bent on always focusing on giving, even if somebody was giving it back to them, they wasn't open to receiving it. They might have somebody who actually is giving back to them. They're just not paying attention to it because they're so dead bent on what they feel they need to do that they're not actually really seeing and actually feeling exactly what they should be doing.
Bingo.
So if you're going to give us a call in here and get some questions answered, you better do so, or we'll have to wait till tomorrow night. Anyway, we really just sit there and do it like we do on every Friday night. Still got an hour to go, so pop in there, Don't hesitate. Don't be shy. And get those answers you've been seeking. And depending on how long you've been seeking them, I guarantee if you come here, you won't be seeking no longer because you'll get the answers. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Let's all take a deep breath. And put ourselves into a situation of open to receive. I am open to receive.
Bingo.
Yes, sir. So, like we were talking about to begin the show, what do you think about those signs I saw, you know? Kind of interesting in itself. Any insights?
Oh,
there?
Yeah. At the moment, no, but like I said before, I don't believe in coincidences by any stretch. Uh-huh. You know, things always happen for a reason, and there's here we go, psychics kicking in, I think. I think that there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, not just in your life, but in my life, and a bunch of other people. I mean, I don't know what it is exactly, but the stuff that, you know, it's like stuff that's hidden is going to suddenly start coming to the front. Things that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going to find out a lot of things that we didn't necessarily know we were looking to find the answers for, maybe, but suddenly we discover
mm-hmm.
something new that we really do want to know about, but we just didn't realize we did. But I think it's not just that. There's just stuff that's going to come to light that's going to make life more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think right now, I don't know about you, but I think even though my life is changing and it's changing for the better, it's still sort of
mm-hmm.
on hold because I don't know yet exactly whether or not somebody's going to come along and say, okay, I will, you know, I'll buy her place from the town and give her the life residency, or if something else is going to happen so that I still get to stay here and don't get my,
mm-hmm.
you know, my ass really kicked out. But, you know, still, you know, it's still on hold even though it's going up, and your life is sort of at a standstill too, in a sense, because you're still in Ohio when you really want to be in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's that standstill,
yeah.
But I think that things are going to starting to change. It's that stuff behind the scenes that we don't see because we're not supposed to see it yet. Everything
right.
happens in its own time and its own way. And we spend a lot of time trying to hurry up. It's that old hurry up and wait. We want things
mm-hmm.
to move, and yet at the same time, sometimes we're scared to death if they move. You know, we want something, but we're scared to go after it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking my own advice, actually, because I realize that, you know, I have.
Right,
you told me the other night, go after what you want, because I you know, things stick in my head, even though they shouldn't, like being told that men like to be the ones doing the pursuing and all this other stuff. It's like, okay, you know, that's what you want to think.
Do.
Fine, you know, I understand where Cindy's coming from to a point, but let's give you some credit.
No, listen. Also. Yeah, listen to
yeah.
this, too. You know, people sometimes say men like to be pursued, okay? I also heard one thing, too. It said crowds of people are dangerous. Individuals is where the sanity is. So we have two different things there. I mean, a crowd of people is, yeah, it's made up of a bunch of human beings, but it seems like when you put yourself in a certain situation with a lot of people, influences have a tendency to take over. But when that person's
right.
put off by themselves, they have a tendency to think things through. It's the same thing
you
with
think,
the ideal. Oh, yeah, people keep grouping people. You know, men like to be pursued. Bullshit. Of course it is. From someone's perspective out there, that's what they would see. So see, everything, when it comes crossing paths, I like being pursued.
Huh.
I like a woman coming after me. I like an aggressive woman. You know, I have to sit there and admit to that when I was dating Ruth, it was one of those things where I liked it when she would come and she would, you know, be very forceful and say, hey, let's do this, let's check this out, let's do this and this and this. And I'm like, no problem, because it makes, you know, when you know where someone's coming from, I don't care what anybody says, well, any kind of level, that when a person is very forward, it makes it easier to make decisions accordingly. When you say, okay, let's go talk on Skype. Okay, you know. And it was kind of refreshing for a point, too, that I wasn't always trying to, I wasn't doing everything. There was actually somebody on the other side who was also sending me gifts as much as I was sending her. So it was really balanced, you know, and for a very, very long time it was very good. And you just sit there and look at the situation and go, oh, we have a caller. I was just looking down the switchboard. We have a caller. So this.
But I think it's good when you, because you've talked about, you know, I'm a giver. Well, you've got to receive too, because it's give and take. It's giving and receiving.
Well, we got to look at the situation like this too, Dee. When we give, the person's giving back to us.
Right.
So if we're not open, so if we're not open to receiving, then that person can't do what they want to do either. Just give. So you want to answer a call? Let's answer this. Do you want to answer some questions? Let's bring on our caller.
Bingo. Yeah, let's see what's up.
Yeah,
so what's up, Doc?
Yep, it's all folks.
Okay.
Area code 301, you are on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name and what's up?
Hello.
Who?
What's that, sir?
My name is Angela Mayo. Hello?
Hello.
Well, how are you? So how are you?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm a first-time caller.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How can we help you?
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. We don't bite.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I wouldn't bite if you asked me to. Please don't have an accident.
It's okay. So if you have a question, just shoot it out there.
Okay, then.
Okay, I'm just nervous. Do you guys believe in, like, I guess, like, nomadic people?
Do what?
Do I believe in what?
Are you guys, like, nomadic people? Like, well, you don't believe in God?
No, we believe in God. I believe in God, Jesus. Everybody goes along with it.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, me too.
How about you?
Yeah. How many people are on the air listening to me?
I don't know, but if my two friends are still on, that makes four. That makes, you know.
That makes two, yeah.
That makes, I don't know, I...
I got a message. No.
Hey, that's great, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Fire out. What is this? This sounds like a love fest in the 60s or something. Groovy.
I feel like I have psychic powers, and I can tell this is Uncle Donnie, and he loves fat bitches.
What the? Excuse me?
I have no idea. Oh my gosh!
The odd part about that is, I know he was trying to be funny, but I'm a BBW, and I don't use the word fat.
Well, I don't either. Only when I'm a personal trainer working with women who ask me, "You think I'm fat?" Next question, please. Hey, we have a caller, so let's go to this next caller. This is just great, isn't it? Just fantastic.
We got rid of Zippity Duda.
Okay, area code 904. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
How are you
tonight? I am.
That's
well.
A good question.
Well, after that last caller, hello.
Yeah, I came in on that and was like, okay.
Yeah, I was beginning to wonder if he was. I wasn't sure, but he sounded like he might have been a few sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
Well, you take a couple clubs in the wind.
What?
I have a funny feeling that I know exactly who it is. And it's one of those situations I was telling people before about the people. I've had this with my mom and family who say, well, you know, how come I have a tough time actually sticking around? How come I always want to go to Colorado and get away from everybody? And my nephew just called in the show. That was him. And
that was your nephew?
Yeah. We're starting to look at the situation, and I was just like, you know, it's like if I had an office and the whole bit, you know, I just think I would have a little more respect. But at the same time, I don't think I should have to go through all these extremities just to make people feel a little responsibility. So that makes, you know, it's one of those things that drives me crazy to this day of has anybody ever got caught up in a situation where you're trying to please your family and realize that there's nothing you're going to do that's ever going to change what they're doing, so you might as well just go ahead and do what you got to do?
Amen.
Yep. Yep.
Let me ask you a question, caller. Is your name Lisa?
No, it's not.
Could you tell me what it is? Because I've just got all these freaking names going through my head, and after a little spout that this person, I noticed, and what's so funny about it too, I just recognized the phone number too. It was area code 301. I have my sister lives in Maryland, and so does my nephew. It's her son. So I was like,
okay.
That's your nephew.
301. I'm like, oh, I know who that is. So what'd you say your name was? I'm sorry.
This is Sarah from, you know, your favorite city in Florida.
Ah,
Sarah. I was trying to figure out, oh, you know, he's you called in before, too. I think a couple nights you didn't get on.
That's correct.
Well,
yeah,
you got us now.
Sorry about that.
I was just kind of listening. But after, I think, hearing that caller, it's like, we need somebody else on this line.
Well, I'm kind of surprised that, you know, no one's calling in and stuff like tonight. And usually it kicks in a bit later. And
right.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I don't know what it is. It seems like when we have that build up of the full moon, and then it's like we have a letdown too as well on the other side of it, because people don't realize the energy builds up and it also depletes on the other side. So, you know, it's best to take. And I always tell people, if you really work with the energy as you're going into the full moon, then the full moon is not so overwhelming, and it doesn't control you because you've already worked with it. And it's the same thing. They've said that the energy is really good on the way up and on the way down, not the whole, it's like throwing yourself into a freaking, it's like having a tanning bed on for 2 hours and then throwing your butt in there. You know, you didn't have time to actually really get to it, you know. Whoa, that's kind of cool. I think we were talking about earlier in the show when we were talking about, you know, you get into a relationship and the relationship could be described as a well. You know, you're sitting there, it looks good. It was a good idea. But then when you get into the well, you're looking back up going, what was I thinking?
Okay.
You know, it's not going to be as easy as I thought, yeah. So we're just looking at situations. And last night I was talking about, too, that in the process of, when we do readings, and I think when spirit comes, God and the angels tell us that if we're in a relationship, that we should focus on the friendship. A lot of people look at it as less, when it's actually helping you to put yourself in a position to get more. Because it seems like, and for some reason with dumbass guys, and I hate to say it that way because I'm a guy, but you know, you got to put blame where blame's at. Okay, when you have, because that's what I've been hearing lately, is women calling me up and saying, hey, this guy, I know he loves me, he cares about me. When's he ever going to express himself to me? And I just want to sit there and tell his women, why don't you just walk away? Just forget the whole thing. Because, I mean, look at your list. Does it say on your list, I'm looking for a procrastinating asshole? I hope not. I really hope not. But you'll be surprised how people will say, I was looking for that. And you don't like, you know, we shouldn't be doing, you say go get what we want. But I think we should also look at the situation. Are we caught in a worldly way that we're actually trying to manifest our lives and because of expectations of what we were taught when we were younger, which is a worldly way, which is why we're not having the success that we wish we could. That's when we need to step back and start focusing on the spiritual lifestyle. I think it's, that's why people are so gravitated to spirit, because everybody's gravitating to truth about who they really are. We've been so caught up in the ego and the world saying that you got to do this, you got to do that. I mean, I sat there the other day and was thinking to myself, it's truth. We're the only mammals on this planet who actually pay rent. We pay to live here. And even sit there and think about it. Think about it. Resonate to, let that resonate in your head. We pay to live on Earth. We're at the top of the food chain here, and we're paying to be here. Nobody else pays. I don't see elephants paying rent, you know. If they did, they'd probably blow you off. I'm just, that's a pun of a word, but, you know. But when you sit and
now
look at the situation.
You never know how many peanuts he's going to have to shell out each month.
Exactly.
Oh, that was a bad pun, too.
When you sit there and look at the situation, right, and you start looking at all the imbalances in the world, don't we think we should be working on those instead of trying to find more ways to cover it up? I mean, people were talking about, if you sit and listen to some of the things I've been hearing on the news, even with health care, it seems like everybody wants to give you something, but then they want to punish somebody else. Or if you don't conform, then you get punished. Or like bills. If you don't pay your bills, they rack on a freaking late charge. Don't people realize how stupid? Yeah, and then they want to sit there and basically what you're being punished because you didn't conform to somebody else's expectations, okay? But if you sit and look at the situation, people are going, how come we're not making any money? Well, if you sit there and tax on $25 more on something that someone couldn't pay in the first place, aren't you the idiot? Shouldn't you try to figure out a way to make that more feasible? They can actually be paid. I sit there and look at landlords and rent and all this kind of stuff, and you see all the kind of chaos that goes along with the situations because I think they're wrong. And I think they should be all dealt in a different way. I was sitting there talking about this the other day, and people thought, you know, you're one of those trackies. But I said, if you look at Star Trek goes on credit of you're a person. They try to formulate the world so you could focus on your life purpose. In the process of you focusing on your life purpose, everything is given to you in order to do that. And if you actually look in the spiritual context, that's what this, my angel cards, there's actually something in there with Archangel Michael where it says you are protected, you are taken care of. All your wants, needs, and desires are being taken care of so you can focus on your life purpose. So it says it right in the cards. You know, and these were angel cards, and I think these were the Archangel cards, Archangel Michael, and those kind of things. And I was also showing somebody the career transition card is Archangel Shamuel, which is actually the Angel of Love. And I said, why would you have a career transition card that has an Archangel that's the Angel of Love? Because in the process of focusing on your life purpose, you also find your twin flame, your soulmate, who's a part of your life purpose too as well. People don't realize these things as the path you've chosen. Maybe the reason you don't have a life partner is because you haven't found your life purpose. And if you think about it, life partner and your life purpose, they all start with a P, baby. So there's got to be some kind of connection with the situation of going, okay, just correct the situations, just correct our paths and start realizing that are we going down the path of materialism of what the world says we should be doing? And which we're killing ourselves. But you notice the people who are actually on the spiritual path seem to be happy with a smile on their faces, and they're getting exactly what they want. There has to be a connection there, as in spirituality is the way to go. But if you also look at those people, they also realize, and they honor their feelings because they realize the human side and the spiritual side are on the same plane. So they get that balance. And the people who get that balance within themselves have a tendency to have balanced relationships, balanced careers, and they live in their life purpose. So balance is the key, too. So when we sit here and talk about it, I have a lot of women lately talking, I say women because that's who I've been working with, who sit here and look at me, and I've had a couple of them, who basically told me to go to hell when I started talking about chakras and energy and balance, because they said, well, I want a guy. And I said, well, I get the impression you're going to meet somebody, but since you haven't met that person, it's a perfect time to sit down and work on you. How do we track somebody on the same level as us? Is the ideal to keep working on us and to realize, in order to have a very good, you know, like a very intense, deep, loving relationship, is we have to have that kind of relationship with ourselves first, or it's just not going to work. And I'm, you know, I look at people going, this one lady asked the other day, I said, chakras and work on yourself. And she goes, I don't want to hear this bullshit. And I said, okay, you don't want to hear this? I said, this is very important because this is part of the message of the question that you asked. And she's like, I just want to know if I'm going to have a guy, if I'm going to be with anybody. I said, let me see. With your attitude, the way things are going right now, probably not. And she said, what? I said, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, you got to look at the situation. This is not a logical thing. It's the idea of listening to you. You know, realistically, you could get mad at the woman because of the way she's acting, but if you really look at her, she really has a lot of imbalances within her life because she's still looking out there for what she needs to focus on within herself. And when she does that, I guarantee you the one thing that she wants, she won't have to do nothing but be herself, and it'll come to her. But how do you get through to people and say, okay, I know how you can do this. You're asking me the question, what can I do? And I'm asking, I'm telling you. I had a lady who came, I talked to, who called me up and asked me this question. What can I do to change me to get a man? And I said, and also this voice comes in my head, it said, and it was a very powerful voice, it said, ask her if she believes in me. So I said, do you believe in God? And she said, yes, I do. I said, would you give up God for a man? And she said, no. I said, then why would you give up yourself? And she was like, I never thought about it that way. I said, yes, sweetie, and you better listen to that too, because that came through me. That was a whole lot more powerful than I am. Because I, you know, it was just that whole thing. It was like so many people are trying to change themselves to get what they want, not realizing they're going the wrong direction because it's the opposite. It's when you start really paying attention and being who you are is when you get the results that you want. So does anybody get... So when we sit here and look at the situation, Sarah, right?
Yes.
Sarah, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
And I'm sitting here asking you. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to ask you if you have any questions or anything you want to ask or anything you want to say on top of that, because I feel like you are very, very... I just want to sit here and say you're a very wise woman. And more people should listen to you than they do.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
the relationship questions, I can't, you know, it's over, you know, it's over the top with me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean.
Right.
And I don't want to call no names, but this one lady, I mean, I heard her on several calls. I thought to myself, I wish I could go get him and bring him to you.
Yeah, we had one lady calling in one night. She was just constantly, she was asking, and I know I heard her on I told her, I said, I know who you are. And she's like, oh, no, this is the first time I've ever called anybody on Block Talk Radio. And see, when she said that, see, she's trying to convince me of that. So I was like, okay, you believe what you want. But I just turned, I kind of stood back, looked at the situation and said, okay, sweetie, what'd you call to ask? And she asked us about, I think it was about a guy. Is he going to show up at my doorstep? I get this really strong feeling he's going to show up at my doorstep. And you felt like, you thought that's what she wanted. You know, she's asking the question, is he going to do this? Like she's in anticipation of waiting for this to happen.
Uh-huh.
So I sit and said, yes, he's going to show up. And she's like, but I don't want him to. I'm like, okay. Now I'm really confused. And I sit there and I started noticing one thing, okay? She'd been calling show after show after show, and she'd been hearing the same thing over and over and over again. And I just started focusing really intensely on the woman and started realizing that was not the answer she was looking for realistically. It was a surface. She was staying on the surface because I don't think she really wanted to hear the truth about what it was all. It was more about when he did show up, she didn't know what to do. And that's why she didn't want him to show up, because she thought she wasn't ready. But she still had the anticipation that she wanted him, okay? She didn't realize the process of focusing, the intensity she had on him, of really wanting him, he was going to show up. She just needed to take it one step further and ask herself, why was she so scared about him showing up? And I really feel like that the problem was, with a lot of people and men in general, they all want it. But it's kind of crazy when they actually do get what they want. They didn't think they would. So it's a shock to the system, going, okay, I actually went out and got what I wanted and got it. What do I do now? They never took the next
Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah. They never
he finally caught the Roadrunner and didn't know what the heck to do with himself.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, my goodness. I just never, I mean, really, I mean, over a span of a couple of weeks, I heard that person on, you know, different ones, and that night it was like, oh my God.
Yeah, what's up with that woman, huh?
Okay.
I'm just saying, to figure some things out. That's true, too. Well, we've heard some questions. I mean, I had a lady call me up one time, and I thought I'd heard all the crazy questions until somebody called me up and said, will my breasts get any bigger? Well, and I told a friend of mine, too, I said, well, what was so amazing about it was when the lady asked me the question, I actually got an answer. It came to me very quick, and it was just a stimulation question. She had never been with anybody that she really felt connected to, so certain things just wasn't happening. And then, just when I thought I'd heard everything, right? She asked another question. She said, "Let me ask you a question." Now, I had to sit there and really listen to her, because the way she put it, she goes, "I've been talking to you for a very long time, and I really trust you, or I wouldn't ask this question." And I said, okay, I was really curious by that time. What's the question, right? And she said, will I ever have an orgasm? And I was sitting there going,
I saw that one coming.
So I sat there and said, you know something? Maybe it's not a crazy question, because I have an answer. I just got an answer. And it said, it with you, it has to be with a certain person. And this is kind of crazy, too, but maybe a lot of us out there that have been, you know, spinning our tires and spinning our wheels trying to find that person to have that great sex life with, it could be the point is waiting for the right one. And that's why I came up with her. But it was, you know, it's just one of those things that when you sit back and try to be patient with people and try to understand where they're actually coming from, they're all just seeking answers. And it's amazing that people think this is just an easy job. I had a lady once in Colorado. they were actually doing a charity function, and I got invited to be down there. And I talked to the lady, and she said, last time we did this, she said, I decided to do palm readings. So I started reading books on palm readings and kind of stuff like that. And she said, when we sat down and started doing this function, she said, I was so amazed. I said, amazed about what? But she might actually have some abilities, right? And she said, no. She said, everybody who came to me was serious. They were asking serious questions. And they were like, you know, the whole thing was just not, you know, like the last person with their last $25 wanting to know if Joey's going to come back tomorrow. She said, these people were asking really intense questions and relationships and that kind of stuff. And I just looked at her and said, well, welcome to my world, because it's not what you think. You know, I said, I've actually dealt with people. I actually had a woman that I did a reading for. I think I've talked about this before, who actually killed herself on the line while I was talking to her.
No.
It's like, no, yeah. It's just like those kind of things of looking at people and going, you just don't know. And it was one of those things where I remember that night clearly, too, because earlier that night, it must have been suicide night, right? This guy calls me up, and he said, I want to kill myself because my girlfriend left me. Her family's trying to push her into marrying somebody and that kind of stuff, so I'm just going to check out. And I said, okay, go right ahead. And I said, I have a prediction for you because you're asking about your girlfriend. She's coming back. He goes, okay. I said, yeah, but here's the problem, my friend. He goes, what's that? You're dead. He goes, huh. He stopped for a minute and he said, I never thought about that. Yeah, she's coming back, but see, you already killed yourself. So, you know, now you can't do anything about it. And he's like, huh, man, I should rethink this. I said, yes, you should rethink this because the guy, I said, your girlfriend, her family is pushing her to marry somebody. I said, do you realize that they're pushing her back to you. So you just got to bide your time. And he's like, he said, I thought about that. So he's thinking about a lot of things, I guess. But see, it was one of those nights where you feel like you're really getting somewhere with people. And then this lady calls me up and says, her exact words was, tell me something so I won't kill myself. And I thought she was joking, so I said, well, thank you, no pressure there. And she said, no, I'm serious. And so I said, so am I. Thank you. That's a lot of pressure. And she's like, I just need you to tell me that I'm okay, that I'm a good person. What had happened was this: she was with a guy, and he put all these expectations on her where she felt like she had to live up to him. And she came to a conclusion that she couldn't live up to him. So she felt, since she couldn't live up to him, that she wasn't worthy of living. And it was my job to convince. Her otherwise. Only thing bad about it was, she said if I didn't give her a good answer, she was going to take some morphine. She had gone to a nice secluded place and no one would ever find her. And she's talking to me on a psychic line, so I can't find her either. And I said, okay, well, let's sit down and look at the situation. And I said, you know something, me personally, I don't think anybody has the right to put anybody on a pedestal. They just don't. Nobody. I said, in order to have a balanced relationship, nobody can be on a pedestal. If they are, they have to be on pedestals together at an even keel. And she's like, well, that sounds good, but it's not good enough. I'm like, okay. And I didn't realize it until, like, we're into this whole thing, and I started feeling her energy. And I told her myself. I said, you already took this. You already took the freaking morphine. She said, yes, I did. I said, then why'd you call? And why did you call me? I said, right now I'm a little bit mad about the whole thing because you called me. And her exact words was, to this day I'm still trying to, in some sense of the word, I think I knew what she meant. But she basically said, I called the last person I really wanted to talk to. And I was like, I don't know if to sit here and say thank you or what. Hmm. And then she basically faded off. And I don't know if she hung up or she just, the morphine kicked in at that time and she just dropped to the freaking floor. I know I didn't work for 3 days. I refused to pick the phone up and I just looked at it and like, you know, I don't know if I really want to do it anymore. And then my friend called and I told her, do me a favor. She goes, what? I told her the scenario. I told her what happened and stuff. I said, tell me this woman was found and she's okay, even if you got to lie to me. I need some kind of motivation to get back on the lines because I've always felt like I was always destined to do what I do, you know. But that was a hard one. And I was just like, you know, that was the one thing that was so hard about working for a psychic line because I don't think I'll ever know for a fact whatever happened, you know.
Yeah.
Probably better you don't.
I won't have so much time. Probably so, but it's just one of those things. We actually have a caller on the line, too. So, Sarah, you want to stick around?
Well, I want to know. I have a job interview tomorrow.
You do?
Yes,
and
I do.
And let me guess. You want to know if you're going to get it?
Yes.
How do you feel about this thing, too, Sarah? I mean, you really feel like you can really go in there and get this job? I'm not going to go away from answering the question for you. I just basically want to get your insights on the whole thing. Because, I mean, you really can. I mean, I've seen things with you that when you walk into things, you can walk into a certain way and you can own the whole thing and walk away with it. And I feel like in some ways you can do the same thing here, but there's something within you that's kind of doubting. I don't know if it's because you've been going through it for so long to get to this point. But I do feel like you could actually walk in and do the same thing.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
You can own the interview. You got to have the confidence in yourself.
She does.
Well, okay, so if you,
so what do you
want
think?
Your,
Go ahead, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you didn't cut me off.
No, I'm talking to Sarah.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I mean, this job is with, interview is with the actual company itself. It's through a agency. I had an interview with them on Tuesday, so, you know, he called me today to tell me, you know, I have an interview tomorrow.
Right. I don't know. Me personally, when I started focusing on the whole thing, I'm seeing you sitting at that table, I see you walking away with a job. I really do. I just feel like that. I have to say, that's the one thing I see. I see you sitting there and shaking hands and saying thank you and walking off and then start working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jacksonville's a crazy place, too, man. That place used to drive me crazy just trying to get from one side of town to the other.
Well, I sure wish you could come back and, you know, see the changes they've made with the, you know, roads and everything. You would be amazed.
The bridges and stuff?
Yes. You know, there's no more.
I've heard about the bridges, yeah.
You know, no
draw
more
bridges.
Across the bridge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still like the bridge downtown, the blue one, where the whole middle just goes up.
Yeah.
I
now that
like,
one's still like this.
Yeah, I like that one. Because the people who actually, it's a different kind of drawbridge because the people who actually run it are actually on that, I think they're actually on that part that goes up, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they're actually,
downtown,
they actually live in there, I think.
On Bay Street, so, you know, I would see it all the time.
Everybody hang on for a minute. Someone chained the door. Hold up.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Don is having an exciting evening, is he?
I guess. There have been so few people calling in tonight.
Well, he's not giving them the answers they want to hear, so they're not going to call him.
Now, that's the problem. There's so many people out there that they think you're going to tell them what they want to hear, and I'm like Donnie. I don't tell people what I think they want to hear. I tell them what I get. I give them, you know, I'm blunt and I'm honest. I'm caring,
right.
But I won't tell you what I think you want to hear because that's not doing you any good, and it's certainly not doing me any good either. I have to be ethical. I'm not going to. Oh, Donnie's back.
Yeah, what happened was my mom actually, she accidentally, whatever she did, she put the chain on the freaking door, and my nephew came home and he couldn't get in. I was like, and then tonight she was sitting there going, she goes, won't you take a break from the computer? I said, well, if I wasn't doing a show right now, I probably would. And she's like, oh. And what are you doing? I'm like, you know, I have a tendency to do a lot of things. And every once in a while when we do the shows and sometimes I can't get the switchboard to work on the computer because I'm actually running it through my phone. But I'll sit there and play solitaire. Now, see, solitaire is a really good game to sit there and really test your abilities because what you're going to do is you're going to sit there and play solitaire, not logically. What you're going to do is you're going to listen to your intuition on how you make your moves. And when I started doing that, my abilities started getting better, but I also started winning game after game after game, and I was actually beating the computer. So, you know, it's one of those things, realizing those things, and you can change all kinds of stuff. And when you do that, you're just honing into your own abilities. The more you hone into your own abilities, the more you start seeing what I call the truth. It's kind of like Like when people sit there and try to convince you of something, like they come up to that particular woman I was talking about, where I would love for her to call me right now and say, okay, I want to get back together. I want us. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that one phone call, it would lead in that direction just by me knowing that when she calls, okay? And the reason I know that, because people have a tendency when they reach out and want to be with you, they do. And that's usually the first step. That's usually a phone call, usually kind of play around a little bit, you know, where they're kind of like hesitant and distant, as they call it, when it's just the idea of trying to find your footing in the conversation. And I think that if we take the initiative and use our intuition and the connection we have with those people, then we can actually know what they're going to ask anyway, answer the questions, and be okay with it. And I've always, this one game seemed like that would help me out to have that more in tune. Because I would sit there and people would say, well, you should take your king and you should put it over there. I was like, that's a logical move. But I'm not trying to make logical moves. Or someone will be standing behind you and they go, you didn't take the 5 over in the 6. I said, just because I always think, to me, in life, I remember one time we actually used to go up the street all the time. And I noticed, this last time we went up the street, I noticed this shop. What was so funny about it was that shop had been there the whole time, but I just now noticed it. And this is how things are in life. We never notice anything until it's necessary, important to the situation. And then we notice everything. And it was with this situation with the cards, I started looking at the cards going, okay. When I would make intuitional moves, I would open up 5 more moves. If I had to sit there and did it logically, I might get 1 open. You know, and it's the same thing with everything else. When I sit there and listen to people talk, and they're saying, "Well, I don't want to second guess myself," and they go, "How can I do that?" And I'm sorry if I'll be so logical and say, "Well, stop second guessing yourself. Listen to what you're saying. What does it mean to second guess yourself? It means you don't listen to the first thing that comes through. You listen to the second thing. So how do you change second guessing yourself? You listen to yourself intuitionally, and spontaneously." You go with the first. And that's what solitary does for me. It enables me to keep that practice that when the first thing that pops in, you know, my first intuitional thing that comes to me is always the right way to go because it opens up more for me. I was telling people about the story when I went to Colorado and I got this hotel room. It wasn't just a hotel room. It was the beginning of a different path that opened up just by me listening to my intuition, which brought me to a hotel. And maybe a couple of things before that where I didn't understand why they were playing themselves out the way they did. It didn't make no sense to me. But I do know for a fact that when I listened to it and spontaneously, intuitionally went through with it, then it made sense. But a lot of us have a tendency where we all want to stay on the outside and want somebody to give us the answers all the time. And it's like looking at the situation and saying, one lady says, well, if everybody started listening to themselves, wouldn't that put you out of business? There's over 8 billion people in this world. I don't think so. You know, I don't see it happening overnight. But it's also the idea of looking at the situation of what spirituality is too, which is a constant progression and constant learning. So listening to your intuition is just the beginning. It's just the start. So when we start listening to those situations, I guarantee you, things are going to change in your life drastically. Man, I don't know about you guys, but it's like you have a full moon, and the next thing you know, you're like, man, I need the energy back. We did have somebody on the phone, on the line, but they decided to...
check out?
I don't know. For some reason, I keep getting the word, take a nap. So,
that's totally possible.
No. Yeah, it's very possible. Go ahead.
I see. You said that's what happened? Take a nap?
I think the person, yeah. I just feel like the person that was on the line took a nap or something. But I was there talking to... Sarah was also talking to Dee when I first came on the show. This woman I was talking about, the particular woman, her name is Katie. Her nickname is Katie. And I looked on eHarmony. They sent me a little ad, and I saw it on my phone at first. I'm like, I see that little name down next to it. It says Katie and Met Who. I looked down at the bottom, right? I could hardly read it on my phone. So I said, okay, forget it. I'll just go on the computer so I can actually see it on a bigger screen so I could figure out what that D word was. It was a guy, somebody with a D name with this Katie person. And I sit there and saw it. I pulled the ad up. It had my name on the one side. It says, Donnie, this is, you know, we have a special going on right now. Till Monday, you can respond for free to all these people now. You can see people's faces and that kind of stuff. I said, okay, cool. And then I saw over here, I was like, oh, there's a woman named Katie. Isn't that kind of weird that you can actually read Katie very clearly, and you can also see my name very clearly. But this other person in the corner where it said she met this person, you couldn't read that. And what I tell people all the time, signs are very clear. So it's like saying, okay, we're both on the same page. Do you see the sign? Do you see the connection? When I was sitting there looking at it as a spiritual sign for someone to say, okay, what does that mean to you? You're both on the same page. It means things are happening. Two people are actually coming to a conclusion. And it's like what I was reading this. I got this thing through Keen on the internet. It's like a soulmate prayer that God sends you. And I was reading it where it talks about certain things, about where God's orchestrating the whole thing. So therefore, He's going to bring you two together when you're both ready, and you're both on the same page. And I read that this morning. I've been reading it for the last week, basically. And then I go on my email, and there's this email of these two people on there where it's very clear they're on the same page. I said, you don't have to sit there and try to interpret it. That's how signs are. It's like, okay, look what we're saying to you. And then look at everybody else. What's everybody else saying to you? Who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to humans? Or are you going to listen to your spiritual help? Because realistically, your spirit guides and everything else, they don't have an agenda. They don't have influences. They are what they are. It is what it is, you know? And so it's easy to believe. And also, I was talking to her, too. A friend of mine contacted me Wednesday that I used to work with in Colorado. And I'm planning on moving back to Colorado. And I was like, okay, this is kind of funny. I just connected with some woman that we used to be partners on a shop that we had in Colorado. And I was thinking about that shop 2 days ago, too, if it's possible to get that shop back or even work in Manitou Springs. And then I started getting visions in my mind. I know two particular places. They're not very big, but they will fit my needs, and that's the whole thing. So I started thinking all this stuff, right? Now I'm starting to see other things that are falling into place to back those up. And I was also, there was one tonight, I was watching this freaking show called Charmed. It's a series. I think we all know what it was, The Three Witches. I'm not sure if you do or not. Right.
Yeah.
But on that show, they were sitting there talking. I was watching this episode, and they said Ludlow. I said, hold on, did they just say what I think they just said? And they were saying, we need to go to Ludlow, or we need to freaking deal with this situation. But it was the idea, I come to hearing Ludlow. Now, this is a name I don't think you're just going to hear all the time. And my friend was asking me, okay, what's that mean? I said, well, this person, particular woman I was just telling you about, her nickname is Katie. She lives in Ludlow, England. And I'm hearing this all today. So I'm sitting there going, okay, what is up? And it seems like the more I get focused, and then yesterday I actually did a card reading for myself. I was actually taking pictures of my cards to put them on my website. And it seemed like every time I would do a reading, it all meant something. No matter what I did, it was always, okay. And it was just like saying, you know, look at the situation. Continue to focus on what you're doing right now. The affirmations and stuff that you found, do that. And then 2 days later, what was it, two or three days ago, that's what I was trying to say, I actually found a website on YouTube that was also focusing on more affirmations. And I've been finding a lot of sources on affirmations that I never found before.
Okay.
And I also had a book. And I also had this book I found. I was looking for cards. I just ordered two new decks, the Romance Angel cards and Life Purpose cards. My goal is to take this. Right. Well, my goal with those two decks of cards is the romance angel cards and the life purpose cards, just put those together. Because like I said before, I feel like our soulmate, our twin flame, and our life purpose are all on the same path. They're all successes.
Right, okay, then.
Yeah, we still got 10 minutes.
That was interesting, whatever it was.
Right, yeah. So all of a sudden, I had a couple readings this week where this one lady calls me up, and the next thing I know, I had the money to get the cards. But in the process of getting the first deck of cards, I was looking on Amazon, and I seen this book. And for some reason, this book jumped off the page. And I usually take and listen to that intuitional messages and follow through with it. That actually, I was able to get this book and the cards. Hmm. I also surprised my mom with a freaking gallon of ice cream she wanted, too. So I was able to cover all this. And this book. Yeah. I'm just saying, when everything falls into place and everything's covered and everything happens for a reason, I go back and look at the situation and what happened. And it was because I intuitionally listened to everything, follow through. And I've done this a couple of times where I walk into a grocery store and I will sit there and say, okay, it's like almost like my angels give me a list in my head. Okay, these are the things I want, and what can I get? And they give me another list, and say, if you get this list, you'll walk out of here with everything you want. So I did, and every time I've done that, sure enough, I've always walked out. And it seems like the time I didn't walk out with something, when I thought about it later on, I really didn't need it. So they were showing me, what was in my best interest, and for some reason that was like that. And I've noticed times that I haven't listened. Like there was one day I wanted to get something with my checking account. Now it was only like $4, right? Well, they were sitting there saying, no, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do this. And I said, well, I don't see the problem. I got the money. And they said, yes, but you shouldn't do this. And I didn't listen to it, right? I was trying to be logical. And what
right.
I did, the bank hit me with a $25 annual fee, which put my account in over. And I got angry because the bank charged me $34 for an overdraft, and the angels are saying, "There's no sense." Yes, you're right. That's an injustice. That is really off the scale. There's no sense of having those kind of late fees or the overdraft fees. You're right. There shouldn't be. But let's take responsibility of our own actions. What was your intuition telling you earlier? Okay,
don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. So I went ahead and did it. So I found this book. It jumped off the page, and it's called The 21-Day Consciousness Cleanse, a breakthrough program for connecting with your soul's deepest purpose. It's by a lady named Debbie Ford. Now, I haven't taken the notion yet to tell everybody on my website, where I always take new books that I get, and I put them on I have a page on books that I recommend. But I guarantee you, tomorrow it will be on there because I've been. There's no reason.
Go to your website. I don't think I've been there yet.
You need to go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com, because I've actually done a lot of work this week. I've done a lot of changes. I put my face is actually on there now. A friend of mine actually did a banner for me that I put on there too. We also did some redone.
Your face is on BPR too now, so.
Yeah, so I put my face on the whole thing. Trying to be more professional, and I like the pictures that I had on the angels and kind of stuff like that too. But if we're also light workers and say we're earth angels, I think there's nothing wrong with putting our faces on there and hiding. I think the less we hide, the more we're out there, the more people people
speak for
have
yourself.
A tendency to trust that more and more and more. So I was like, that, I'm just saying, it was an intuitional thing to go on there. I think I might have. When I first put my face on my web page, I think I kind of overdid it. And so what I did was I went back in there to give people an idea of at least what a five-card angel a pyramid spread looks like. So if you look on there, you'll see I got my Archangel Michael and my Archangel Raphael deck.
Before you get off this phone tonight.
I got to go.
No. You do?
No, sweetie, I'm just... We actually got, 5 minutes.
You know, you were talking about affirmations, and, you know, I've been reading my affirmations. I think I fell off yesterday and part of today because the weather was really gloomy, and it just took me, you know, until I got actually dressed, you know, to get myself out of that mode I was in. I was just, like, being late there lots of days ago. And I also had wrote out on an index card, you know, where the location I wanted to work in, you know, kind of the salary amount, and along with some other things, my goal was to go, and I did look, but I couldn't find the one that I wanted to, you know, that I saw, and I probably have it saved under my favorites where it really showed, you know, because I'm the type personality, I mean, I do what I do, and I don't like to say, you know how some people oversell themselves and they don't crop up to be what they say. And you wonder, how in the world they get this job? They don't know nothing, you know. So I wanted to write it out so I could be more, you know, flowing, you know, when they, you know, might ask stuff, you know. Because, I mean, I'm analytical. I'm, you know, multitask. I'm, you know, organized. I'm detailed. You know, I like things in order, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, it's hard for me to speak that out. So I wanted to write that out, you know, for everything I was kind of, you know, about myself and for my potential job. But it just seems like the part that I did write out is kind of manifesting. So I need to go ahead and write out the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're trying to make them as simple as possible, make them straight to the point. Sometimes the shorter, the more powerful. You know, I was sitting there going over some things myself. When I was trying to make I was wanting to make $400 working for this one company last summer. So what I did was, to strengthen my affirmations, I actually, when people would ask me, how much money do you make? How much do you make a week? And I said, how much do you make a week? So what I would do is I would sit there and tell them. But what I would do is I would tell them what I wanted to make. Sorry, guys, I was trying to find why my phone wasn't working. So every time someone asked me, how much money you make? How much do you make a week? I say $400. I make $400 a week. They go, you make $400 a week? I said, yeah, I make $400 a week. And you, about two and a half weeks later, I saw my boss working on his golf cart. I walked up to him. And I'd already been telling everybody I make $400 a week. I already wouldn't tell myself. I would sit there and tell myself. I said, how much do you make a week, Donnie? $400. You make $400? I said, yes, I make $400 a week. I would just sit there and say that to myself, right? So here my boss is sitting there cleaning his golf cart up. So I walked up to the guy. I walked up to him and I said, can I talk to you? He goes, yeah, well, what do you want to talk about? I think I deserve $400 a week. He goes, you do? I said, yes, I do. I work my ass off. I do my little thing. He goes, well, so does everybody else. I said, I didn't go there. I bit my tongue and said, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, okay, whatever. And I sit here and said, I said, I've been doing this for like 3 years. I said, you know, this idea of making $350 and that kind of stuff, I think it's a thing of the past. I've gone beyond the Call of Duty here and done exactly what you've asked and the whole thing. I deserve $400 a week. He looked at me for about 2 seconds and looked at, and he, all of a sudden he gets a smile on his face. He grabbed my hand. He shook my hand. He said, okay, no problem. $400 a week it is. I was like, maybe I should ask for $450. You know?
And I was like,
yeah. So I was like, that was cool, man. Let's go with that whole freaking thing. So what I would tell, so I started adding it to a lot of things, you know, like, whatever it was, you know. Today I get up to, I like when I was working for myself, I get up and go, you know, how many readings do I want to do today? I want to do 20. So I would sit here and say, okay, so Donnie, how many readings are you going to do today? 20. You're going to do 20 readings today? I said, yes, I'm going to do 20 powerful readings. So 20 16-minute readings. And it was kind of funny that I remember I used to work in my shop. And it's like every time I declared that, I'd always get it. And there was a couple of days I didn't get it because I didn't forget to ask, right? Then I would come back in and go, okay, I'm going to ask. What can I ask for? It's like 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I finally realized, okay, no one's walking through the door, man. And it's like my angel came, well, you didn't ask for anything. And I was like, you know something? You're right. I didn't ask for anything. So I said, okay, it's kind of late, so how about 4 readings before I go home? Or one day I said, if I could just have $20 to go home so I can stop at the little carry out and get some movies, it'd be great. You know? And it was just that's the way I played. It was like I live in the moment, you know? So seriously, one day I did that, I swear to you. I'm sitting there, and I said, God, angels, if I could just have $20 before I go home, it'd be great. I could stop the carry out. You know, I'd get a couple of Debbies, you know? And before I could even get the prayer out of my mouth, this lady literally ran in the door and sat in the chair and said, I need a reading. And I was like, whoa, thanks, guys. That was cool. You know? And it was like, boom.
As you're saying it made me think about the call I was on this morning. Said, your vision is too small. So think bigger, though.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, I was sitting there. When I got this book, I ordered this book through Amazon.com, right? And I just happened to notice, I was looking at the package that was there. I said, wow, look at this, man. This lady put it in an envelope. She taped it up. I mean, there was duct tape, all kinds of stuff on this thing. I said, she's going to make sure this book got here, I'm telling you. And I just happened to notice the address on it. It's from Dalton, Colorado. I was like, I think I'm going to Colorado.
Okay.
Because that Colorado came up.
You need.
Yeah, no. Well, I sat there and I was telling my friend. I said, when I saw the Katie and Donnie on the same page, I had to stop for a minute. I said, what did I just say? They're on the same page. Oh, I've been hoping for us to be on the same page, and I have an affirmation in my book that I can actually read for you. And then I was focusing on I need to get more money coming to the mail and do more readings. Well, my friend called me up earlier this week and she wanted to do a reading and she sent me $25 for the mail. And I was like, I do this from time to time too. I'll sit here and say, okay, she's sending me $25, but I like to have more. And do you know she sent me
$30? Oh,
okay. Let's just keep asking, right? So I sit here and looked at my journal and I was like, what's the perfect affirmation where it could be small and to the point, right? So I was sitting there casually and calmly thinking, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the first one that came to me was, I believe that my soulmate twin flame, and I put her name in there, Ruth Louise Dye, exists, and I am deserving of her. And the next one was, and I'm deserving of her, and the universe is skillfully orchestrating our meeting now. Okay? And I had that one. And I tell everybody, and I also did that one night I was on the air, and I said, I love you with all my heart. You know, I miss you every day. And I said, I hope that you are being loved, cherished, and adored. And if you're not, I know who can. So come back. And so I was sitting there casually thinking again, like it says here, I am ready, willing, and open to receive my soulmate twin flame, Ruth Louise Dye's love now. And it was kind of funny how I just kind of casually just, you know, sit back and really didn't try. It's when the powerful ones really came through. And actually, I'm trying to find, here it is. No, it's not it. Okay. That could have been it.
Yeah, sure.
I saw some other affirmations. I'm just saying, if you want to focus on the relationship part, I saw this one where I used to do this one all the time. I said, I feel wonderful and look fantastic now that I weigh 224 pounds, have a 33-inch waist, and am in great physical condition, looking, feeling, and being 25 years old now. Most people sit and go, that's crazy. In your world, it's crazy. In my world, it's reality. Sorry. Because everybody's sitting and going, how old are you? You can't tell? I ain't telling you. So... That's just the way it is. So I thought that. I said, oh, if I can actually take the same affirmation and maybe put it into a relationship kind of scenario, right? So
mm-hmm.
I said, okay, let's see what happens. So I said,
well,
I feel wonderful.
You think you're younger than your daughter.
Yeah. Why not? Anyway, so I said, I feel wonderful and feel fantastic now that Ruth, Louise, Di, Katie, and I are together now as a romantic, deep loving, committed to each other couple, having a wonderful, sharing, happy, fulfilling marriage and life together now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So it works. You know,
mm-hmm.
So you sit here and look at the situation and say, okay, and I was even sitting there going over the scenario about difficulties, right? Here's one here, too. All difficulties between me and Ruth are, and I always put this, too, we always want the people we're with to come to us single. No freaking attachments. So I even put that, all difficulties between me and Ruth, who is single, are now being dissolved. We have a wonderful, romantic, deep-loving relationship now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have I do think about work too, business. I now have a perfect, satisfying, well-paying career and business as a psychic medium, spiritual advisor with a very popular, busy shop where I live in my nice new home in Colorado in Manitou Springs. And, you know, it's like flow, flow, flow. It's just going to go.
I find that reading, you know, my affirmations out loud, you know, that
uh-huh.
keeps my mind from chattering the negative things that might want to flow through. So it's kind of like,
mm-hmm.
do you want to, you know, chant out the negative stuff, or do you want to chant up the positive stuff?
And that's what we also tell. I was reading some information on affirmations themselves and trying to find some additional information on how you should do them or how long you should do them. And this one person said, well, you should do them sometimes, go through them like 3 or 4 times, but realistically, you should go through them until you feel the vibration within yourself start rising and work with that until you feel content and focused, and then you can walk away and, you know,
and do something
go
different.
Through the rest of your day. Right,
mm-hmm.
Like this one here. I came up with this as a very small one, like I was talking about before, of actually focusing on a call. So you sit here and say, I am happy and grateful for Ruth being single and calling me today, which led us to being together and married now. So you see, it starts off one way, but it always ends in the positive note of where you want to be at. I am happy
mm-hmm.
and grateful for Ruth being single and calling me today, which led to us being together and married now. And if I always say people, when you sit here going over affirmations too, and there are certain words you have, and you have certain words that you get stuck on, those are usually pointing out of insecurities or fears or something about yourself within yourself. And the simplest way to deal with them is just keep going over the affirmation until you feel very firm, positive, and strong with those words. So therefore, the whole thing flows. And don't be surprised if you might actually, redo it, reformulate it, and just go with the flow. Because I was writing in my column, I tell everybody, I said, go over your list. If you don't feel content and satisfied with it, keep going over until you do. If you never become satisfied with it, that's okay too. Because realistically, with the situation, it's just the idea of showing you that in the progress of relationships, people change. And how you deal with it is you keep going back to each other. If you keep going back to the list, you keep going back to yourself. So they all work together, and they all come together. And I was also there was another one out there too, where you just put things like, "Thank you. Now that I have a very successful business, being a successful, happy, compassionate, abundant, prosperous, well-paid, financially compensated psychic medium spiritual advisor, doing very powerful, insightful angel card readings, palm readings, life coaching, relationship counseling, using all my gifts and talents to help everyone who crosses my path." And I'm doing it now, man. So, you know, I've always put the now in there. And I also told people, I said, take this one, because this one here could be good for anybody. I am happy and grateful for the unlimited flow of, and on my list it says, I'm happy and grateful for the unlimited flow of money, clients, love, guidance, help, protection, abundance, perfect health, strength, energy, and dollar bills that come to me now. You know, and that could work for anybody. Because what you're trying to do realistically when we have life, and that's what you should be focusing on anyway, because in order to get from the first part of your life to the last part of your life is this unflow of everything coming to you, so everything's easy for every day you go through. Like, you want an unlimited flow of money coming into your life and all these other things that you're always working on keeping a flow going. Put unlimited flow of these things coming into your life. Change the whole thing. And then I told somebody else to do this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. And I always say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, as many times as I can put it out there, because there seems to be some kind of power in that too, of saying thank you, and also the yes word. Yes, I am successful. Yes, I have plenty of money. Yes, I can afford anything. Yes, I'm going to buy this house paid in full. So you see, the yes word is like a very strong vibration within itself. If you look at no is like a brick wall. No. So you don't want to go that way. You don't want to sit here and say, no, I don't want that. No, don't forget, we always sit here and say any kind of affirmation that has anything in it that says, I don't want this, you're still focusing on it. Like we were talking about the other day, you don't want to focus on getting out of debt because the word debt is still in the sentence. What you want to focus on is prosperity. So that's where you want to be at. One day I was sitting there and I read these things when I was in Colorado. Well, it had been cloudy all freaking day. And I said, well, I don't want to focus on the clouds disappearing. I want to focus on a sunny day. So that's what I did. I focused on a sunny day. And I was doing this reading for this lady. I remember I was doing this reading for this lady. And I said, oh, my gosh, look. And she goes, what? What'd you see in the cards? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was just noticing out. I looked out the window, and I noticed it's sunny. It's no longer cloudy. And I was like, that works. You have to focus on what you want. And that's what I did. I want a sunny day. Not the lack of clouds. I want a sunny day. And I always felt like the universe has a tendency to give you what you want when you focus on that being the outcome. It's the same thing, you know, like when I got my shop, man, it was great when I got that first shop. It was just letting go. And I told people I funded the year before. But, you know, when you do those kind of things, I remember what I said. I said, okay, I walked up in front of the shop. This is where I want to work. This is where I want to do readings at. And I said, if I get this shop where I can actually do that, then I will see that this is what I'm supposed to do. I said, God and angels, I put it in your hands, and I walk away. I let it go. And a year later, that's where I was working, in that exact same shop. That, to me, was like an eye-opener in itself, man. I'm telling you. When you sit there and go, the year before, you're like, I want to do my readings in here. And if it happens here, this is a big sign. It says this is what you're supposed to do. And then a year later, that's exactly what happened. That's all I can say, man. I'm not saying, I told people, I said, come to me, talk to me. I'm not going to just tell you stuff that is a theory. I'm going to tell, the reason I tell people stories is because I've actually lived it. And when I sit here and look at my life now, I'm sort of going, I'm living with my mom, I'm trying to get the heck out of here and do all the things, I trace it back to why. And I started realizing it was that I had gotten to another point, again, where I was fearful to take that leap, to go back to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I see it as a very positive eye-opener, freedom, because right now it's like every time I try to do anything, they're constantly trying to tell me and try to direct me, put me into a situation of what they think I should be doing. And they say, you got to think about it realistically. You need to get a job and that kind of stuff. And I said, people don't realize what jobs are. Realistically, jobs are giving service. And did people choose different things? A real job to me is being underpaid, being overworked, and constantly bitching about, I don't like it here. I don't want a job. I don't want a regular job. I like what I do, because since I've been doing what I've been doing, you know, I'm not a millionaire, but it doesn't mean I can't be. But I do notice one thing. I've seen like at least 20 states. I've lived in Colorado. I've seen things that my other family has not seen, you know, and when look at those situations and look at all the things I've experienced, I think if I would have done it, as they call it, done it, you know, the logical way, I wouldn't have seen half of those things.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have been happy either. I saw my mom. I said, "You sit and talk about faith, but how much faith do you really have?" And she goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, you sit and say hitchhiking is dangerous. I say it's not." And she goes, "But when you go out there, you don't know who